Welcome to URN and the first sports show of the day, and this is A League of Their Own. I'm filling in for Freddie Alcock and Freddie Stewart today, who lack commitment and aren't here, but first show without them, they've said, so it should be a good one. This is, of course, A League of Their Own. And welcome. Today I'm joined by Alex, pretty confusing that, and Naomi, thanks for having a different name there. It should be a good day. We've got lots of stuff to do, and we're going to start off as usual with the Give That Man a Trent Degree.
Give that man a Trent Degree?
Yeah, so this week I've picked a few people that we're going to be sending to Trent. And Alex, you're the only one who's been on this show before. Before I start with my pick, have you got any for this week?
I have, and I'm sure it might be on a lot of your picks as well, actually. I'm sure a lot of us have seen the American report. We know that Bastian Schweinsteiger has recently signed for Chicago Fires. So there's obviously quite a lot of media throw about it. So in his first press conference for the club, one of the journalists asked him if he thinks signing for Chicago Fire helped them win the World Cup.
Yeah, I've actually got a clip of that here.
With your addition to this team, is it a fair expectation to see a clear pathway towards a World Cup? Let me rephrase. Do you expect now that you're here, Bastian, that a World Cup goal for Chicago Fire is a realistic expectation?
So do you? Do you reckon they can win the World Cup next year?
Well, no, my favourite bit was actually that he said it once, and then thought Bastian hadn't understood the question, so rephrased it a second time. But no, I mean, it might be a step too far for Chicago Fires to win the World Cup.
Did you see them tweet about hashtag Road to Russia, one of their training sessions? I think they're on their way. Alex, you've got someone else to put on there today?
Yes, I do. I actually have Emmanuel Santos, the sculptor behind the notorious Cristiano Ronaldo bust, which was unveiled at the opening of the Madeira airport. It's been going viral all around Facebook, all over Instagram. It's pretty amazing. If you haven't seen it, I highly recommend you going to have a look at it.
Oh, it's shocking, isn't it?
It doesn't look like him at all. I think the best comparison I saw was they use the sculpture on the, do you remember the Han Solo scene in Star Wars when he comes out of the kind of mine?
Oh, yeah.
It is just abysmal, actually, and it's almost like, I don't know, it's quite eerie because his face looks too small and there's this whole area of head which just isn't covered.
I just didn't recognise him. I mean, if nobody said it, you wouldn't know it's him. Like, it could be anyone, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I've seen the Photoshop of trying to make Ronaldo's actual face look like the statue, and it's just absolutely shocking. And people do have too much time on their hands. I've got a couple of varsity-related ones. Did anyone see RV's blog for the lacrosse on Tuesday night?
I'm afraid I didn't.
Some shocking stuff coming out of it. I think it was we absolutely destroyed Trent Ladies at lacrosse, but at 9-0, he put 9-0, destruction, full stop, destruction. And everyone's been taking the mickey out of him all week for that dreadful stuff. And also I've got one about varsity swimming, the worst 2 hours of my life. I didn't have a clue what was going on. It was like hotter than the Sahara in there, and it's just horrible. Anything from varsity from anyone this week? Any stories?
I think ice hockey was quite interesting because there was it was honestly a cracking game, 5-4 to Trent, if you didn't know. But at one point, one of the Trent players, I think it was number 43, went to body check someone, which is to slam one of the uni off players into the outside wall, completely missed and went face first into the wall and fell over. And that got a very big cheer from the fans.
What about the fight? We're sending number 21 Joe Aston to Trent, or he already goes there.
I don't know, I think Joe Aston probably won the fight, to be honest. I think... But I think another shout-out for Varsity was Matt Manley's persistence of calling handball futsal.
I think someone also shouted out handball at the handball game. When they touched their hand, they were like, handball! I was like, that's definitely not right. And also, has anyone seen Mesut Ozil this week? He's making all his Germany teammates pose for his autobiography. It was just dreadful stuff, I think. Next up, we've got the match-em-up round.
Let's match-em-up!
So here I'm going to give our panellists three stories, three places and three people, and they have to match them up. So you might want to get a pen or write them down or just have a great memory. So first with the stories, they're just one word things. First one is Record, Wedding and 40 Seconds. There are the stories. Record, Wedding and 40 Seconds. Move on to the places. We've got Ireland, Billericay, I think that's how you pronounce it. Paris. Yeah, don't try and spell Billericay. It's quite a hard one. Iceland, Billericay and Paris. And then the person, we've got lots of...
Was it Iceland? Sorry, was it Ireland?
Iceland.
Iceland, okay.
And the people or person, we've got lots of, which is a bit of a twist on the people one, but it might give that one away. We've got Jamie O'Hara, and we've got Gerard De La Feu. Again, don't try and spell that one. That might be quite a tough one. Are we ready?
Yeah, my spelling, I've probably spent a trench on this.
Who's going first? Where are you going? What are you thinking?
I can guess one of them already, because I know Jamie O'Hara's got a link with Billericay, because he signed there. And his appearance in Big Brother secured him a big move to Billericay. And I've got a feeling he probably lasted 40 seconds on his debut. If that would be my guess. But I mean, I'll leave it open.
It's a good guess.
That was wrong.
Was not a good guess.
Nice.
No, anyone else? Anyone else? Naomi, where are you thinking?
Some kind of connection with Gerard De La Feu making some kind of record in Paris, but... I'm not too sure what, but I feel like something could have happened.
That's a bit vague.
It's true.
I think I know one of them.
Oh.
I think I know the Iceland.
Are you cheating
one.
Over there?
I am not cheating. I
He's got his laptop
remember reading
out.
About it. The laptop is out only to note things down. I'll get this verified.
He is indeed correct.
Verified. No, it's the record number of births in Iceland because of the... 9 months after they beat England, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Massive
lovemaking session, whatever you want to call it, after Iceland beat England in the World Cup. World Cup Euro 2016 last year. Great stuff. So we've got the first story. Now, narrowing it down is getting a bit easier now.
I think it's got to be De La Feu in Paris. And if I was wanting to have a wedding, I think Paris would be an ideal location. So I think... I can already see the shake of the head, so it's not looking good for me.
Let's just play the buzzer noise. Anyway, that is wrong, but surely now you're narrowing it down.
I think I'm getting them all wrong, so I'll let someone else finish
it off. I had my moment of magic. I'm not sure about the odds. I mean, you could probably... I thought your logic was quite good with...
I mean, I know
you wouldn't
Billericay.
Really want to have a wedding in Billericay. You'd prefer Paris. Oh... Well,
I don't even know where Billericay is. I know it's in England.
It's the Gavin and Stacey Essex set.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's new, yeah.
Verified by our southerner there. Naomi, any ideas at all?
No, I'm just going to pass. After my first attempt...
Oh, come on.
I mean, I want to say Jamie O'Hara Billericay wedding, but I mean, somebody had a... He'd a wedding...
He's nodding.
In Billericay off the Seinfeld, something like that.
Yeah, the story goes that he missed his best friend's wedding in Las Vegas to play his debut for Billericay Town, who are in the 7th tier of English football. Would you guys do that?
Miss yes, your not mates, most, best not the most glamorous debut. I mean, I think... No, I think I'll be going to Los Angeles.
I think it's... I don't know. It shows a lot of commitment to football, I'll say that much. A bit of a questionable decision. I wonder how long the wedding's going to last, necessarily.
I also think it shows a bit his desperation when he's really needing to play for Billericay that bad.
Yeah, apparently in January as well, he said he had lots of offers on the table from big clubs, and then he ends up signing 3 months later for a team 7th in the league.
Yeah, I think
7th in the league? Probably 7th in their league. That's like 7 tiers down, whoever they are. And yeah, that means the last one is 40 Seconds, Paris and De La Feu. Not really much funny about this, but it was the time taken to give De La Feu's goal by the video referee, which is quite cool. Less than a minute.
Oh, so was it the goal line technology, or was it something
different?
The offside
thing, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the offside thing. They actually used a video ref in the game.
Yeah, that's the first time I think it's been done.
Yeah, it was one of the... I think it might be second or third now.
No, it was used twice in the game, I heard. But I don't know.
Yeah, so... Moving on, that's the end of the round. I've got a quickfire question for you guys. Can you name any of the 11 players that the Daily Mail in 2007 predicted to be in the England team?
Oh, I've seen this so many times.
Theo Walcott?
Oh, you've got one straight away.
Did I think
I'm going to go a bit indie because there used to be a very good Chelsea prodigy who sort of went away called Josh McEachran.
Yeah, he'll definitely be in there.
Is he English?
Yeah, he's English. He's playing at Brentford at the moment.
Yeah, that means he's not in there.
Adam Johnson? Not sure.
No.
Oh, Micah Richards is definitely in there.
Yeah, Micah Richards, that's two.
That's a good shout.
Anyone else? Come on, you've got a Chelsea player there.
I got a rogue one there. Dean Parrott.
Dean Parrott, yes, he's in there. Spurs legend, I think. Yes.
Oh, it's not.
Is he at Bradford now?
Oh, he's a bit lower Chelsea down than that.
It's not Sam Hutchinson, is it?
It is. He's got it.
Football Manager 2006.
We're forming a back line here. They predicted Sam Hutchinson at right back. Micah Richards, captain, apparently, at centre back. We've got a couple of Arsenal players, Liverpool players, another City player. Another Chelsea player.
Will Daniel Sturridge potentially be in it?
No, he's not there. Anyone else? Come on.
Kieran Gibbs was a bit too old.
Gibbs would have been too young. Yeah. It's 2007, was it?
Yeah.
Jack Wilshere is also.
I think he might have already be on the scene, not for England, but on his way.
I was more kind of continental flair rather than the English young talent. But
we've got four. I'd be very surprised if you got the Arsenal player.
Oh no! They're all too young.
I've got one Man City one. The one Man City one I know. The one whose career really went down is that something Michael Johnson.
Yeah.
Really fat, went to rehab at the end.
Yeah. used to be a class footballer before he got injured.
They're big things expected from him, but he just didn't quite live up to it.
I think he's formally retired now. He got a few injuries, I think, as well.
Nah.
Anyone else? We've got a Reading star in there. Anyone from Reading here?
Anyone follow
Reading football religiously?
I think that's enough. I'm starting to max out now.
Do we have a goalkeeper yet?
There's a United goalkeeper.
It wasn't Ben Foster, was it?
It is a Ben, but it's not Ben Foster.
He has
a slightly strange name. I think he played like once or twice for United, then left. You would know him. Definitely.
Any other hints you can give us?
He's got a weird name.
Oh, it's not like Jack Puvich or something. I don't know. I don't know exactly his name.
Ben probably wouldn't help.
I was thinking
middle name.
I'm just
going to have to put the buzzer on for that one. That was a dreadful guess. Come on, it's Ben Amos.
Amos. Yes,
I should know that. He plays for my club.
What, your junior club?
No.
I was going
to
say.
No, I'm not. I haven't played to that level. I'm afraid. Born with two left feet.
Yeah, we've got a.
You haven't named any Liverpool players yet, have we?
No, I'd be very surprised if you got the Liverpool left back. It went to Bradford, I think.
Oh, Gavin Hoyt.
He's in there. Ooh. He's Arsenal.
Yeah, he's Arsenal.
And he's other centre back, so we've almost got a back five. Robbie? Anyone? Robbie?
Brady. I don't know.
Robbie Threlfall.
Oh, I recognise the name, but
I only know him Footy Manager. Lower League gem.
Literally, I'm trying to like dig into all my memories of.
With five star potential back in the day.
We've got three more to find. We've got Reading.
What positions?
Reading, Everton, and Chelsea.
Oh, Reading. Jose Bax is definitely one of them.
Yep. Yeah. Everton up front.
And what position is Chelsea player?
Chelsea's a left wing and Reading is left mid.
It's not Michael Mantien.
No. They're playing a 4-3-3, ambitious from the Daily Mail.
I think the Reading one's going to annoy me because I think I kind of know who it is, but.
Come on, guys. You've got to do better than this. I'm surprised you've got as many as you have.
I'm quite disappointed I haven't got this Chelsea winger. I feel like I know who it is. Oh, it's not.
You will get it.
Go on.
I'm trying to think. I'm just racking my brain.
He ruined his career.
That's not exclusive.
All of these players have ruined their careers.
He had a brief stint in, more than a brief stint in Wales for a Welsh team before moving up to the north of England where he ruined his career.
Oh, I have no idea.
Even remember what club he's at now. Is it Celtic? He might be at Celtic now.
Scott Sinclair?
Yeah.
Scott Sinclair. Yeah. But he's more of a striker than a winger, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Nah, he's more of a left winger. back in the day,
come on, Daily Mail. Inaccurate.
And last one is James Henry.
James Henry, yeah. He's a solid player.
Really?
I can't say I've heard of him, I'll be honest.
The only reason I know him is because he plays at Bolton, pretty much. But
you could have made up that name. with a by guessing. But yeah, that's the end of that round.
And that kind of sums up the Daily Mail's the paper making up stuff, really.
Yeah, so it's a joke. 1 out of 11 there has made it. I think